Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen.
Cameron, tell me, where was your love for orange coming from?
It came from since I was born, to be honest. Like, when I started was 1998, the World Cup in France, where I was remembering the match Holland against Yugoslavia. Holland beat Yugoslavia 2-1 when Edgar Davids scored from far away. Since that match, I was Oranje fan. Yeah.
Oh, but that year, France became the champions. You could have picked France.
We lost against Brazil in penalty shootout. But that was luck. If we went to final, probably we're going to beat France. Holland was a good team. Kluivert, Dennis Bergkamp, all that players, they were fantastic on that moment, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you play football yourself when you were young?
Yeah, I did. When I was young, I used to play, but not anymore, to be honest.
And who were you then playing? As in, you were trying to be like Cruyff or Kluivert or who?
At that time, to be honest, I used to pretend to be Edgar Davids, you know, yeah.
Did you have cool glasses as well?
Yeah.
So your love for the Dutch team, for Oranje, is I can't even describe. It's it's huge.
Yeah.
Why do you love it so much?
As I said, probably maybe came from God. I don't know. That's how I love Holland, to be honest. Everyone knows, like, Holland is inside me and I'm inside Holland.
Yeah. And is it just when it's about football, or do you like the Netherlands in
No, everything about Holland. I love Dutch people, everything, you know. Even I support them in Olympics, in swimming, whatever games, you know. Yeah.
Now, I know of a lot of people who have a tattoo, football related. Yours is huge. You even also named your children after Dutch soccer players.
Yes.
Can you tell me their names?
The oldest one is Cruyff, the second one is Kluivert, the third one is Basten.
Yeah. Was it hard to convince your wife to name your kids after Dutch soccer players?
She didn't mind it, to be honest. She liked the names are unique and different. You know, there is no names like this. We never heard someone put his kids like this kind of names. So she liked it. It's all right for her, to be honest.
Yeah. And we're now sitting in your house. It's all decorated, lots of orange, the flag, of course. Outside even is decorated.
Yeah.
Is there one piece that you're very proud of?
I'm proud of all of them, to be honest.
Yeah.
Every single piece.
Hmm. Yeah. And I saw a huge flag and it has the orange bus. We all know, I think.
Yeah.
Supporters, we're known for our orange masses, Oranje Mars. With the big orange bus?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that bus in real life?
Yeah, I did. The owner is actually a friend of mine. His name is Franz Peters. He actually went to America. Yeah, the bus arrived in America before World Cup. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you participated in one of those masses?
Yeah. I was there in Berlin, Dortmund. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was there, yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Oh, I was flying, actually.
Yeah.
It was so nice, amazing, honestly. Hmm. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, and I can imagine, because this year in the World Cup, there is Australia, you live here, you're from Iraq.
Yeah.
They are also qualified, so they will be playing. And there's the Netherlands. Do you have a problem now?
No, there's no problem. Holland, always Holland. I don't go for any other team. I actually came from Iraq, but Oranje is my favorite. And I live in Australia also as my country, but Oranje.
Mm.
Always Oranje.
Always Oranje.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing. And I think we should test your blood. If it's not Oranje that's coming out of your body, because it sounds like it.
My blood is Oranje.
Yeah. Do you even go this far that you can sing, for example, the Wilhelmus?
It's a bit hard, to be honest, but I can try a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it is not easy to speak. the language.
Yeah, yeah. If I was living in Holland, yeah, it's easy to get the language because we speak Arabic. It's got hard, this, like, it's easy for us to learn it.
Yeah, yeah, it's a bit similar. A lot of people struggle with that.
Like alles goed, goed met jou.
Oh, see, you can. You speak Dutch. That's so cool. Have you ever considered moving to the Netherlands?
Oh, I wish. I love it. When I visited there, it was nice, to be honest. The Netherlands is a beautiful country. Hmm. Yeah.
You have decorated, I said, also outside. What do the neighbors think of this?
Yeah, they ask me, oh, you ready for the World Cup? I say, yeah, yeah. He say, are you from Holland? I say, no, I'm actually from Iraq. Yeah, they say, why then? Then my next door, I say, Holland is always my first team, you know. I go for Holland. He say, what about you? Who do you go for? I guess my country didn't qualify. Guess who? He say, Vietnam. I say, so okay, you can go for another country, like European or South American, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, no, my Vietnam didn't qualify.
Yeah, he sticks with his own team.
Own team, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Is the Marktweg in Den Haag, you know, famous street. They are orange all over the place. They make it like, even like, I think a race with another street somewhere in the Netherlands. It's always who is the best.
I was Moist Oranje Straat.
Moist Oranje Straat, indeed. Is that your dream? Will that ever happen here, if it's up to you?
Oh, I wish, yeah, of course. I wish, yeah. The Oranje Straat in Den Haag, Marktweg, that's the beautiful street in Holland who decorate, who is the leader, and there's Danny van Dijk. He's actually my friend, he's a very nice guy. I visited them when I went to Holland. They were very good guys when I was there, to be honest.
Mm. Who's your favorite player of all time, if we talk about the Dutch?
Johan Cruyff. He's the legend. He's the god of football, who made the total football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other people will say Pele.
No.
Messi.
I don't like no one of them, to be honest.
No?
No.
And what are your expectations for this tournament? I mean, I spoke to an economist before. He predicted, I mean, his model predicted the Netherlands is going to win.
I saw that in social media, to be honest. When I saw it, I was so happy, like, you know, oh, I wish this is true. Even I posted on Facebook, please, please, this is true.
Yeah, so where are you going to watch?
Probably we're going to watch in, there is nearby a club here, it's called Marconi, it's an Italian club. We're going to watch some games there. Whenever the Dutch friends going to call me in the city, we watch all together in the big screen. Yeah.
Enjoy. I hope we're going to enjoy the World Cup for a long, long time.
Yeah, we're going to the finals.
Wil je nog meer soortgelijke verhalen? Luister via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify of waar je je podcasts dan ook vandaan haalt.